我们也是世上的光。主啊，但愿我们每一个人，主啊，在这个世上都成为一个反射你光芒、彰显你荣耀的器皿。主啊，我们把今天早上这段时间也恭敬地托在主你手中。既然我们都来到你的面前，你答应我们，没有一个是要失落的。主啊，你答应我们，在你来到你面前，没有一个人，主啊，你会让我们白白轻易地过去。但愿我们来到你的面前，就见到你的荣美，让我们来到你的面前，就看见你的荣光。主啊，因此我们今天早上的聚会，让我们每一个人重新得力，奔跑前面的路。把以下的时间交在主你手中，求你继续向我们施恩，向我们说话。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。过去曾经有两次的机会，跟弟兄姊妹一同从启示录第一章来思想这位老约翰所看见对主的认识。
I've used two occasions to think with you about the revelation of God through the eyes of Apostle John.
每一次我复习这两篇信息的时候，我的心里面好像再一次被主的火所烧起来。
Every time when I revise these two passages, my heart is being refreshed again.
实在非常羡慕这位神的老仆人在主面前所有的领受和看见。
How am I all his understanding before God?
在启示录第一章四节到八节，老约翰把他一生对耶稣的认识归纳起来，告诉当时收启示录的那些弟兄姊妹们。
In Revelation chapter 1:48,Apostle John summarized all his understanding of Jesus Christ and his life in these few verses.
我们实在很珍惜老约翰在一生当中那一个智慧的结晶。
How we cherish the crystal of wisdom throughout the life of Apostle John.
当我们看那一段圣经的时候，我们心里面实在很受感动，因为实在可以成为我们的目标，成为我们的一个模范。
Our heart was moved by this passage because it is our model and our focus.
但是约翰的经历不是就停在那里。
But the experience of Apostle John does not stop there.
服侍主已经七十多年了。
He has served God for over 70 years.
年纪已经到了九十多岁。
And his age was past 90.
但神在他的身上还有工作。
But there was still more the work of God in his life.
多少时候我们这些服侍主的人，我们这些跟随主的人，到了某一个境界，我们就满足了。
How many times the people who serve God, we are satisfied with a certain level?
很多时候我们在属灵的过程当中，我们到了某一个地步，我们就停顿。
After we have attained a certain level, our spiritual life becomes stagnant.
我忘不了在十多年以前，当我离开新加坡门徒训练中心的时候。
I cannot forget the moment when I left the Disciple Training Center in Singapore.
那时候，在我们那一班选出三个同学来代表毕业生，在毕业典礼上做见证。
Three students were selected to give the testimony before the graduating class.
我是被选上的一个。
I'm one of the selected.
我记得那一次我在那里分享的一句话，到现在记忆犹新。
I still remember vividly one of the sentences I shared that day.
从学校的角度来看，一个人有一天可以毕业，可以离开那个学校。
From the perspective of the school, there's one day of graduation when you can leave the school.
但是一个基督徒来讲，从追求跟随主的角度来看，永远没有一天是要毕业的。
But from the perspective of Christian life and the pursuit of God, there's no day that you graduate.
十多年来，我一直在这个门徒训练的学校，在那里学习如何做一个。耶稣基督的门徒。
For many years, I've learned to be a disciple in the discipleship training center.
但是我们做到一个地步会累，会疲倦。
But there's times when I become tired and frustrated.
到了九十岁，老早应该退休，老早应该休息了。
And when you reach 90, you should have retired long time ago.
但是这个约翰不是这样。
But that is not so for John.
圣灵在他的身上还有工作。
That there's still more the work of God in his life.
圣灵在他身上还有新的开启。
There's still new beginnings of the Holy Spirit in his life.
让他在启示录第一章第九节到二十节描写他在神的面前所看见的那个新的意象。
It described the new revelation of God to him.
因着那个看见，给他带来一个崭新的服事。
Because of this new vision, there's new breakthrough in the surface.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记，一个九十岁的人，他已经到了一个地步，他可以就墨守成规的，就照做过去的来侍奉神。
Let us not forget, for people at that age, he should be inclined to just rest and stop there.
约翰不是这样。
But that is not true for John.
九十岁了。
Even when he was 90,
神继续向他说话。
God continued to speak to him.
他所看见的，甚至超越他七十年所认识的。
What he saw after when he was 90 even surpassed what he saw before.
他所看见、所经历的，是过去七十年他所没有看见。
What he saw was that he had never experienced in his past 70 years.
有圣经告诉我们说, 他看见这一位荣耀里面的基督, 他扑倒在地上,
described here that he saw the glorious Christ, and we saw the glorious Christ, he fell down before him and it's like that.
每一次我想到这样的, 这一段的经历,
every time when I think about this experience,
我不断地向神说, 主啊, 让我常常有这种好像在你的面前死去一样的, 那样的经历,
I incessantly said to God, let me experience this kind of like that before you.
我们在这里有很多老基督徒,
and among us, we have many senior Christians.
但是我们没有老到经历耶稣有70年经验的这样的基督徒,
but none of us has gone to the extent that we have experienced Christ for over 70 years.
我们这里有很多老基督徒,
with many senior Christians.
但是我们今天还没有90多岁的弟兄姊妹在我们中间, 也不多, 如果有的话, 可能很少很少,
but we don't have many Christians among us who are over 90.
求主给我们一个不断追求渴慕进步的心,
I pray that God will give us a continued spirit of revival, of continue to grow. In the vision, John saw the glorious Christ. This is not the most severe vision.
最严重的事情，因为他看见这位荣耀的基督是在教会里面施行审判的基督。
The solemnest moment is that this glorious Christ is also the Christ who passed judgment under the church.
感谢主，因为他有这样的看见。
Praise God because of his vision.
所以有这本启示录存在在新约圣经里面。
Therefore, we have this book of Revelation and the New Testament.
也因着他的看见带来一个新的一个侍奉。
Because of his new vision, there's a new service.
特别是启示录第二章和第三章是直接与约翰看见的异象有关联。
Especially Revelation chapter 2 and 3 is directly related to the vision of John.
接下去我希望 每一个主日跟大家分享一点这七封信里面的一部分。
I pray that I'll continue to share different portions of the seven letters with you in times to come.
那么从这七封书信的里面, 我们站在教会的立场来领受神新的恩典。
Let us stand from the perspective of church to receive the new revelation of God in these letters.
那么在第二章、第三章这两章的圣经里面, 一共提到七个教会。
Seven churches were mentioned in chapter 2 and 3 in Revelation.
这七个教会代表什么呢?
What does the seven churches represent?
从字面上来看,
just literally,
这七个教会是讲到当时在小亚细亚,就是今天的土耳其, 西半部的七个不同的地点的教会。
At that time, seven churches represent the seven churches in Asia Minor, that is west of Turkey.
我们读教会历史，我们知道在第一世纪有这七个地方，也有这七个教会。
As we study church history, we know that they exist, these seven churches and these seven locations in the first centuries.
那么耶稣基督要约翰写七封信给这七个教会。
Jesus Christ commanded John to write seven letters to the seven churches.
那么这是一个第一个很容易我们了解的，按字面上来看是写给这七个地上的教会。
This is a literal interpretation that we can understand easily.
但是有个问题来了,
but there come a question.
为什么只有以弗所教会?
Why only Ephesus?
没有哥林多教会呢?
There's no Church of Corinthians.
为什么有斯美拿的教会? 为什么没有菲利比的教会呢?
Why there's only the Church of Smyrna but no Church of Philippians?
是不是当年耶稣基督只偏爱这七个小亚细亚的教会呢?
Is it true that Jesus Christ showed special favor to these seven churches?
我们知道当然不是的。
We know that it's not true.
七有一个代表性。
There's a certain significance in the seven churches.
这七这个数目在犹太人当中有个代表性。
Seven means that has a special significance in the Jewish tradition.
所以不只单单这七个小亚细亚的教会, 而是预表历史历代在教会里面每一个信徒说的。
This not only represents the seven churches at that time, but it talks about every Christian throughout the ages.
那么这是第二个解释。
This is the second interpretation.
七个教会代表七种不同的信徒。
Seven churches represent seven different kinds of Christians.
那么第三个解释是什么呢?
What's the third explanation?
从圣经的文体和圣经的内容来看, 它有特别的预表。
From the grammar and content of the Bible, it has special significance.
代表从耶稣基督一直到今天, 2000年的时间, 从教会的历史来看, 这七个教会代表整个这2000年的时代的发展。
It represents the different churches and different ages throughout church history in the 2000 years.
如果我们有机会把第二章、第三章一口气把它读完,
if we're able to read chapter 2 and 3 in one token,
非常清楚, 在这里分成两类,
it's very clear that these churches can be divided into two criteria.
前面三个教会是一类, 后面四个教会是一类,
the first three belongs to one and the last four belongs to another.
从哪里看出来呢?
How can we see that?
从前面三封信，我们看见有一个相同的地方，是后面四封信不一样。
There's one point of common in the first two, three churches that is not present in the last four churches.
前面三个教会的结尾是先有命令，后有应许。
In the first three churches, there's first the commandment and then the promise.
有什么命令呢？说凡有耳的就应当听这样的命令。
What is the imperative? That is, if you have ear, let you hear.
什么应许呢？对得胜者的应许。
What is the promise? It's the promise to the overcomers.
但是后面四个教会不一样。
But it's not the same for the last four churches.
先有应许讲到得胜者，然后才讲到命令，有耳可听的应当听。
First come the promise and then the imperatives.
所以我们看见有次序上面的不同。
So there's a difference in sequence.
再从内容上来看。
In the perspective of content,
前面三个教会的这些话语里面没有提到耶稣基督第二次再来。
In terms of content, the second coming of Christ was not mentioned in the first three churches.
那么后面四个教会的内容呢，特别提到耶稣第二次要来。
The second coming of Christ were especially mentioned in the last four churches.
所以我们很清楚发现这七个教会有不同的特点在里面。
So we see different criteria and characteristics in these four churches.Seven churches.
以弗所教会代表什么呢？
What does the church of Ephesus represent?
这个以弗所的教会代表第一世纪使徒时代的教会。
The church of Ephesus represents the church of the apostles in the first century.
当我们读以弗所这一个前面七节的时候，
As we read its first seven verses in this letter to Ephesus.
那么在这七节的圣经里面非常清楚的是提到第一世纪使徒时代教会的特点。
Descriptions clearly indicate the special characteristics specific to the Apostles' Church in the first century.
第二封信是写给士美拿的教会。
The second letter is written to the Church of Smyrna.
这个士美拿的教会代表什么呢？
What does the Church of Smyrna represent?
代表主后一百年到三百年在罗马帝国手下受苦的教会。
It represents the Church under persecution in the Roman Empire from 100 to 300 AD.
在那两百年的时间里面，当时的教会受尽许多的逼迫。
The church suffered many persecutions within that 200 years.
在那个施梅拿的信里面，耶稣基督特别讲了许多安慰的话。
Many words of consolation and comfort were spoken in this church's manner.
但是到了三百年，这个教会就告一个段落，就过去了。
But this period ended by 300 AD.
到别加摩教会的时候。
To the Church of Pergamum,
是从三百年到主后五百九十年。
Is from 300 AD to 590 AD.
公元三百十一年，在教会历史里面发生一件大事。
There's a great thing happened by 300 AD in church history. 311 AD.
那么在这个三百十一年的时候呢，我们知道君士坦丁把基督教当成国教。
In the year 311, Constantine incorporated Christianity to be a national religion.
换句话说，从三百一十一年开始，在教会历史里面发生一个大事，宗教和政治联合在一起。
From the year 311 AD, politics and religion were merged together.
一直到公元五百九十年，这个贵沟里第一 Gregory the Great， 教皇第一任的教皇开始，这是代表这个别加摩教会的在那段时间。
Until the age 590, the reign of Gregory the Great and the Catholic Church then ended the Church of Pergamum.
590年以后，这个别加摩的教会就过去了。
After 590 AD, the age of the Church of Pergamum passed.
推拉的教会是从590年开始的。
From the age 590 AD started the Church, the age of Theotera.
经过天主教一直到今天。
And this is present in the Catholic Church until today.
所以推呀推拉的教会是描写从590年一直到现在天主教教会的光景。
So the Church of Theotera described the situation on the Roman Catholic Church from 590 AD until today.
撒迪教会代表什么呢？
What does the Church of Sardis represent?
撒迪教会是从1517年马丁路德改教以后开始所描写的教会，就是撒迪的教会。
The Church of Sardis represents the Reformed Church after the Reformation of Martin Luther in 1517,
一直到今天
until today.
那么腓拉铁菲的教会是代表什么呢？
What does the Church of Philadelphia represent?
我们知道这个 Philadelphia 跟我们这个宾州的 Philadelphia 是同样的名字。
We know that Philadelphia is the same word as the Philadelphia city in Pennsylvania.
腓拉铁菲 Philadelphia 的意思就是 brotherly love, 兄弟的爱。
Philadelphia means brotherly love.
从1750年开始。
from 1750.
教会历史发生一件很有意义的事情。
There's another happening of great significance in church history.
教会开始看重外宣的工作。
Church began to pay their attention to missionary work.
在欧洲许多的国家开始有宣教的意向。
The visions of missionary began to start in European churches.
这个宣教的意向从那个时候一直到现在。
The vision of missions began then until now.
那是菲拉铁菲的教会。
This is the Church of Philadelphia.
那么最后老底家教会我们都知道是主耶稣再来之前教会的光景，就是老底家的教会。
The Church of Laodicea, we all know, is the situation of the church just before the second coming of Christ.
所以我们可以把这七封信、七个教会，把它分化在整个教会历史七个段落。
So we can place these seven churches in these different segments of church history.
前面三个教会已经在历史上过去了。
The first three churches passed and is immersed in past history.
后面四个教会一直存留到今天。
The last four churches are still present today.
而且今天我们可以从这七个不同的时代集中在我们的教会里面来检讨我们教会应该有的形态。
And we can learn from these seven churches what should we do today in our church today.
我看见有些人在记笔记。
I saw some of you writing notes.
大致大家有一个印象就好了。
You only need to have a basic frame of what is going on.
知道这七个教会代表七个时期。
If you know that these seven churches represent seven ages,
当我们读的时候，我们比较有清楚的认识。
As we read it, we'll have deeper understanding.
那么这七封信到底目的是什么？
What's the purpose of these seven letters?
主耶稣要约翰写这七封信的目的是什么呢？
Why did Jesus ask John to write these seven letters?
不管应许在前，还是命令在后，或者命令在前，应许在后，七封信都讲到得胜者。
No matter whether it's true that commandment follow promise or promise follow commandments, it all talk about overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，在这七封信里面，主耶稣在教会的当中一直在寻找得胜的人。
In these seven letters, Jesus Christ continues to search out overcomers within churches.
或者说，在所有的教会的时代里面，耶稣基督在教会的当中鼓励信徒做一个得胜人。
In other words, throughout the ages, Jesus Christ encouraged us to be overcomers within churches.
在我们还没有查考这个启示录第二章之前，
Before we begin studying Revelation chapter 2,
请我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我要在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通一个很重要的观念，是很多的基督徒所忽略所不了解。
Let me share with you an important concept that is neglected by many Christians at times.
我们看哥林多后书第一章第十节，保罗怎么样勉励哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. We see how Paul admonished the Christian then.
找到我们一同来读这一节的圣经。
Let's read it together.
在各位读的时候，
When you read it,
请各位特别注意，有一个字重复出现三次。
Pay special attention to a word that recurs for three times.
中文叫救，英文是 deliver, 拯救的救字。
It's the word delivered.
请我们一起来读哥林多后书第一章第十节。
Let's read it together.
我们同声开口来念。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在人要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。我们在这里看见保罗三次提到拯救的救字。
Delivered was mentioned three times in this passage.
一个救是曾经，救是过去的。
One deliverance is in the past.
第二个救是现在，他还要救我。
The second deliverance is in the present.
第三，将来我们指望他还要救我。
And the third, we are hoping for the coming deliverance.
所以换句话说，保罗在这里给我们看见三层的被拯救的观念。
We see three layers of deliverance.
很可惜，今天基督徒只了解、只认识、只经历第一种的拯救。
It is deplorable. So many times we pay attention only to the first layer of deliverance.
这三种的拯救，我把它用三种不同的名词来解释。
These three kinds of deliverance, let me describe it by three different words.
过去主的拯救，我们说我们得救了，得救。
The past deliverance, we'll describe it by saved.
现在被拯救叫得胜。
The deliverance now is victory.
将来指望被得救，那是得赎。
Our hope that we will be delivered in the future is redeemed.
那么这三种的观念，盼望我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹有个非常清楚的一个图画。
I hope that you have a clear picture of these three kinds of deliverance.
今天我们这里做的基督徒的人，都曾被耶稣基督的宝血拯救，脱离那极大死亡的人。
All Christians have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ from this great death.
这是一般我们基督徒所认识、所经历的。
And this is what we experience.
我们开布道会，希望有人得救。
When we have an evangelistic meeting, we hope that people are saved.
我们传福音，希望有人能够蒙恩。
We evangelize so that people will be saved.
我们希望有许多人跟我们一样成为神的儿女。
We pray that many will come to be children of God.
但是我们到那里就停了。
But then we stop there.
今天许多基督徒以得救为满足。
Sometimes we're satisfied by salvation.
我们不能做一个得胜的人。
We cannot be victorious Christians.
我们今天没有进入到得胜的经历和体验里面。
We haven't experienced victory.
为什么我们要选启示录第二章、第三章呢？
Why should we study Revelation 2 and 3?
求主震撼我们的教会。
May God shock the church.
让我们看见我们要做得胜者。
So that we know that we should be overcomers.
做得胜者。
To be victorious Christians.
让我们做一个能够不只是得救，而且是得胜的基督徒。
So that we are not only saved, but we are victorious.
今天的教会。
The churches today.
对得胜这一个观念认识得太贫乏。
The concept of victory is too superficial.
因为认识很贫乏，所以我们对得胜的向往也非常的缺少。
Because of our understanding of victory is superficial, therefore our aspiration of victory is shallow.
我们说神对人的爱是普及的。
We know that the love of God to man is all encompassing.
说神对人的爱是公平的。
That the love of God to man is fair.
神对人的爱是一视同仁的爱。
That the love of God to us is all encompassing.
所以今天我们站在神的面前，我们的地位的立足点也是相同的。
So today we stand equal in front of God.
但是有个问题来。
But one question.
这个人比较爱主。
This person loved God more.
这个人奉献的比较多。
This person offered more.
这个人侍奉比较忠心。
This person is more faithful in his service.
难道也跟别的基督徒一样样吗？
Is it true that they are the same as other Christians?
神是爱。神是爱。
God is love.
神是公平的。
God is just.
但神也不岂是公义的吗？
But God is righteous too.
这个人在主的面前有摆上。
This person pay more service in front of God.
跟这个人在主的面前马马虎虎，是不是应该是一视同仁的呢？
But this person only did a perfunctory job before God. Should they be treated equal before God?
我们的逻辑告诉我们说这是不公平的。
Our logic told us that it is not fair.
我们的逻辑告诉我们说这个人为主寻道，他应该得着比我更多一点。在神面前的好处。
Our Lord told us that this person sacrificed his life for God, he should receive more from God.
请注意，我们不是单单为这些好处来摆上。
Please be clear that we do not sacrifice because of these rewards.
我们要注意，我们不是为了带更大的冠冕，所以我们在教会里面热心一点。
We know that we don't work faithfully because of the bigger crowns that we may receive.
但是反过来说。
But in other words,
那个人他愿意摆上，难道神不会给他更大的恩典吗？
But the one who is willing to pay a more faithful service, should he not receive a greater reward from God?
所以我们要从得胜者的角度来看这七封书信。
So we have to look at these seven letters from the perspective of a victorious Christian.
让我们不只是做一个得救的基督徒。
Let us not be a Christian who is saved.
让我们做个 overcomer， 让我们做个得胜者。
Let us all also be overcoming Christians.
我们回到刚才李明哲弟兄带我们所读的启示录第二章。
Let us return to Revelation chapter 2.
我们在第二章第一节到第七节，可能今天我们没有时间把整个都看完。
We may not be able to finish the seven verses and the letter to Ephesians.
那么因为里面这七封书信有许多相似的地方。
Because there are many similarities across the seven letters.
譬如每一次讲到这封书信是给某某教会的使者，这都是一样。
All these letters were addressed to the messengers and the seven churches.
最后讲到应许，讲到命令是一样。
And the promises and the commandments in the end were all the same.
中间讲到称赞，讲到责备也是一样。
That there are commendation and rebuke in these seven letters.
所以我们在开始的时候。我希望先大概的把这个重要的几个相同的地方跟大家先有一点分享。
So I'd first like to highlight the similarities across these seven letters.
一开始这里告诉我们说，你要写信给以弗所的使者。
First is to the messenger or to the angel in the church of Ephesus.
7封信都同样的话，只是地点不一样。
It's the same addressed in the seven churches, but in different locations.
当我在准备的时候，
as I'm preparing for this message,
我有一个很重的负担要在这里跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
I have a great burden to share this with you.
我要跟弟兄姊妹一起分享一个非常重要教会真理里面的一部分。
I want to share an important part of the truth of the church.
就是传道人和教会的关系。
It's the relationship between the messengers of God and the church.
传道人跟神的关系，传道人跟弟兄姊妹的关系。
The relationship between ministers and God and minister and the church.
耶稣基督要约翰写信给教会的使者，教会的传道人。
Jesus instructed Paul to write letters to the messengers of God or to ministers of churches.
感谢主，我们教会现在有六位传道人。
We praise God that we have six ministers in this church.
我们四位全时间服侍神，服侍众弟兄姊妹。
Four are full time to serve God and serve you.
有两位是我们的顾问牧师。
Two are advisory pastors among us.
那么，当传道人越来越多的时候
，As the number of ministers are increasing.
我觉得我们需要好好的来思想，从圣经的角度来看传道人。
I think that we need to look at the identity of minister from the perspective of the Bible.
有人告诉我，传道人讲道有几个忌，有几个不要讲。
Someone told me that several words should not be mentioned by ministers when they're preaching.
奉献最好不要在台上讲。
First is that offering should not be mentioned in the pulpit.
你传道人要讲奉献，请外面的客座讲员来讲，不要自己讲。
If offering were to be preached in a church, you should invite someone else to talk about it, and you should mention it yourself.
为什么呢？
Why?
这个你一讲，人家误会你这个牧师在要钱呢。
Because if you are talking about offerings, then you may be misunderstood that you are seeking after money.
弟兄姊妹，我反对这种的说法和劝告。
Brother and sister, I'm against this kind of opinion.
当然，要看这个人在讲的时候，他的动机在哪里。
Because it is important to look at the motivation of why the minister mentioned about offerings.
难道为了教会弟兄姊妹的好处，传道人也不讲这样重要的题目吗？
Is it true that even for the purpose of the benefits of the brother and sister in the church, that the minister should not talk about offerings?
那第二个题目，也许我们传道人被劝说，你最好不要讲的，就是不要多介绍这个传道人怎么了，就是你今天讲的这一部分最好省略掉。
The second recommendation is that someone mentioned that ministers should not talk about their own responsibility.
但是弟兄姊妹，我站在神的仆人的角度，我觉得我不能不跟弟兄姊妹很坦诚地来看这一个问题。
But brother and sister, as a servant of God, I want to sincerely share this with you.
尤其现在我们有六位的传道人在教会。
Especially when we have six ministers in our church.
我们的态度，我们的关系，直接影响这个教会的见证和前途的发展。
Our attitude will directly influence the directions of this church.
使者。
Messengers.
神的使者。
Messengers of God.
今天传道人是上帝的使者。
The ministers are the servants and messengers of God.
上帝的使者什么意思呢？就是上帝的代表。
What does it mean to be messengers of God? They are representatives of God.
在教会历史的发展里面，有一件很可惜的事情。
In the evolution throughout church history, there's one important happening. We are against the hierarchy system of the Roman Catholic Church. We are against the complexity of having bishops, archbishops, and so on and so forth. And we overreact to this hierarchical system.
到一个什么极端呢？抹杀到在神国度里面的次序和规矩。
We go to that extreme that we ignore the order and discipline in the kingdom of God.
教会里面有教皇，不错，这是不应该有的事情。
It is true that there shouldn't be pope within the church.
但是是不是教会里面完全没有这样的层次呢？
But is it true that there's no order and discipline in God's church?
我今天毕恭毕敬在弟兄姊妹的面前这样说。
I solemnly proclaim it to you, brother and sister, today.
我们今天需要在这方面好好的回到神的话、神的光中来看这一个真理。
We need to return to God's light to look at the truth.
我常常勉励我们做神的仆人的人。
Many times I admonish the ministers of God, a servant of God.
我们不要忘记神的仆人是神的仆人。
Let us not forget the messengers are messengers of God.
很可惜今天在中国教会里面200年来有一个相当普遍而要不得的现象。
It is pitiful. There is a widespread phenomenon and deplorable phenomenon among us today.
这现象是两方面。
And this phenomenon is twofold.
一方面是发生在我们传道人的身上，我们要负责任。
One can be attributed to the attitude of ministers.
一方面是弟兄姊妹要负责任。
The other may be attributed to the attitude among brothers and sisters.
我们传道人要负什么责任呢？
What responsibility should minister pay?
今天有许许多多的传道人看不起自己到一个地步，让别人看不起他。
Many times the ministers of today have such a low image of themselves to the extent that they cause others to look down upon them also.
原谅我再说一遍。
Forgive me, Bob, for repeating this again.
今天有许许多多的传道人过分自卑到一个地步，让人家看不起他。
Many ministers today.Have such a low image of themselves that they cause others to look down upon them also.
我们是仆人，不错。
It's true that we are servants.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们是万军之耶和华的仆人。
But brothers and sisters, we are the servants of the Almighty God.
我们是仆人，不错。
We are the servants. That's true.
我们是有一个卑微的身份和侍奉。
We are of humble attitude and status.
但是我们今天是上帝的。
But we are the servant of God.
今天许许多多的传道人看不起自己到一个地步，使人家看不起他。
Many servants of God today look down upon themselves to the extent that it causes others to look down upon them.
另外一个原因
Another reason.
信徒要负责任。
The congregation have to pay responsibility.
今天的基督徒没有国度的观念到一个地步，在这一方面得罪了上帝。
The Christians today lack the concept of the kingdom of God to the extent that they sins against God in this aspect.
这两方面的现象
This two sides of the same phenomenon
在今天中国教会当中带来一个很严重的现象，就是慢慢慢慢的后继无人。
It resulted in a very tragic result is that they lack upcomers in the service of God.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天在我们中间，我知道在台湾曾经有过一段时间非常流行的认为代职侍奉比全职侍奉更高一等。
I don't know whether it is true for you today, but there's a period in the Church of Taiwan that they regarded service of God with a secular job to be superior to full-time ministry.
代职侍奉认为比全职侍奉更在神的面前讨神的喜欢。
They regard that it is more pleasing to God to have a ministry with secular service than full-time ministry.
你严格地去追究里面的原因。
If you probe deep intothe origin of this concept.
我们传道人要负责任。
We ministers have to be responsible.
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
现在都是到了要准备选进大学科系的年龄。
And they're both pondering of what faculty should they enter as their major area of study in college.
两个儿子，特别是老大，最近常常问我。
And especially the eldest son asked me frequently.
他说：“爸爸，你希望我将来做什么
？”Father, what do you want me to do in the future?
是做总统还是做医生还是做什么
Do you want me to be president or a doctor?
我说我要你做比总统更高的总统不够啊我要你做比总统更高的
I want you to be something better than being the president
哦他说还有什么比总统更高的
And he said what is even higher than being the president
我说传道人
It's ministers of God
我说你要做比总统更高的地位做传道人
You should be in a status that even surpassedThe status of president, that is minister.
弟兄姊妹，我今天在诸位的面前，实在非常惭愧地说。
I feel embarrassed to share this with you today.
我儿子说，传道人不干。
I dare not to be ministers.
什么都可以。
I can do anything.
感谢主，我感谢主，我的儿子很诚实。
I praise God that my son is at least honest.
但是我心里面非常的伤痛。
But my heart was grieved.
我问我自己，我跟我太太，我们两个人常常在分享这件事情。
I ask myself and I communicate with my wife a lot about this.
为什么戴德生一传传四代
？Why is it true that Hudson Taylor can preach for four years?
No,
for four generations.
Four years.
Four generations.
为什么戴德生可以传四代，我只能够传四年
？Why is it true that Hudson Taylor can preach for four generations, whereas I can only preach for four years?
后继无人。
We lack upcomers.
弟兄姊妹，神的工人在哪里
？Where are the servants of God?
兴起为耶稣到底是什么意思
What does it mean to stand up? Stand up for Jesus.
使者是上帝的使者，上帝的代表。
Messengers are messengers of God, and they are representatives of God.
你要写信给以弗所的使者。
You have to write letters to the messengers at the church of Ephesus.
收信者是使者。
And the messengers are the one who received the letters.
信的内容是给全教会。
But the content are addressed to the whole church.
所以传道人不只是代表上帝。
Messengers are not only representatives of God.
但是在上帝的面前，传道人也是代表全教会。
But in front of God, the messengers are the representatives of the churches.
这些传道人是教会的负责人。
These messengers are the leaders of the church.
他们被派牧养照管神的群羊。
They are commissioned to take care of the flock of God.
他们是被神所设立的人。
They are instituted by God.
他们是那些奉主差遣的人。
They are sent by God.
他们是传主心意的人。
They preach the word of God.
我昨天写讲章写到这里的时候。
As I was writing to this in my preparation yesterday.
我在地下室我就跪下来。
And I bowed down and pray.
I knelt down and pray.
And knelt down and pray.
在地下室我说主啊求你现在接近我的动机用宝血洗净我
I pray Lord purify my motivation
我说我明天早上要跟弟兄姊妹分享的信息
As I was going to share this message with brother and sister tomorrow
如果有许多个人的掺杂求主你把它拿掉
If there are many self-seeking motivation please take them away
如果是为了弟兄姊妹为了教会的好处求主你给我圣灵的同工让我能够跟弟兄姊妹分享
If I share this for the benefits of brother and sister please co-work me with the Holy Spirit
我跪在那里的时候
As I knelt down then
有很强烈的思想进到我心里
There's a very poignant message which entered my heart
如果一个传道人不按着真理来分享主的心意
If a minister do notPreach the word according to the truth of God.
这是一个教会的损失。
This is the loss of the church.
这也是弟兄姊妹的损失。
This is the loss of brother and sister.
所以我们先看见使者、传道人和教会的关系。
So first we have to explain the relationship between messengers of God and the church.
还有一段时间我们看每一封书信，主耶稣都先有一段自称自己描写自己。
Also, in each letter, there's a self-addressed.Of Jesus Christ. If you collect all the self address of how Jesus addressed himself in these seven letters, you know how similar they are with the revelation that John saw.
那么在以弗所这里，他的自称是什么呢？
So, what's the self address of Jesus in this letter to the church of Ephesus?
两件事情。
Two things.
第一是右手拿着七星的
is hold seven stars in the right hand.
第二是在七个金灯台中间行走的
Second, walks among the seven golden lampstands.
什么意思呢
What does it mean?
什么叫做右手拿着七星呢
What does it mean to hold the seven stars in his right hand?
什么叫做七个金灯台呢
What are the seven lampstands?
在第一章二十节告诉我们
And chapter 1 verse 20.
耶稣基督特别说这是奥秘
Jesus Christ especially mentioned, this is the mystery.
七星是代表什么呢?
The seven stars represent what?
是代表神的使者。
The seven stars represent the messengers of God.
是代表神的仆人。
They represent the servants of God.
是代表传道人。
They represent ministers.
那么那七个金灯台代表什么呢?
What does the seven lampstands represent?
是代表七个地上的教会。
They represent the seven churches on earth.
我们花一点时间分开来思想。
Let us investigate these two concepts separately.
传道人在哪里
Where are the ministers?
传道人在耶稣基督右手的里面
Ministers are on the right hands of God
右手是什么意思
What does the right hand mean?
为什么不说左手
Why not the left hand?
为什么只说不只说手而要讲右手
Why not just hand but right hand?
因为在犹太人的观念传统里面
Because in Jewish concept and traditions
右代表能力右代表荣耀
Right represents glory and power
耶稣基督升天了
Jesus Christ ascended unto heaven.
今天坐在哪里呢?
Where does he sit now?
坐在神宝座的右边。
He sits on the right hand on the throne of God.
这跟右派左派没有关系的。
This has nothing to do with the political concept of right and left.
但是在这里我们看见犹太人把右手看成荣耀和能力。
Jewish regard right as power and glory.
弟兄姊妹，传道人这七心是掌握在耶稣基督的右手上。
Ministers are under control of the right hand of God.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹，荣耀。
Glory.
神的保守。
The protection of God.
神的看顾。
The consolation of God.
神的差遣。
The commission of God.
神的恩典。
The grace of God.
但是我们要记得一件事情。
But we have to remember one thing.
路加福音十二章四十八节有一句话提醒我们。
In Luke chapter 12:48,
他说：“多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。”
That from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, more will be asked.
我今天一点都不内疚的这样说。传道人，神的仆人，是在神荣耀的右手之中。
I'm not guilty to share this with you today that the ministers of God are being held in the glorious right hand of God.
但是你在神的恩典里面，你要小心。
But you have to be careful in the grace of God.
你在神的荣耀里面，你要小心。
You have to be careful in the glory of God.
因为他多给你，他就向你多要。
Because since you have been entrusted much, more will be demanded from you.
你多蒙恩，他就多跟你有要求。
The more grace that you've received, the more will be asked from you.
右手可以高举你。
This right hand can uphold you.
弟兄姊妹，当我准备到这里的时候，我的内心发出很强烈的颤抖。
As I am preparing to this point, there's strong trembling within my heart.
不错，他是被高举。
Yes, they are being upheld.
但是这个右手只要稍微一捏，我们在神的荣耀和能力里面，我们就粉身碎骨。
But as Jesus Christ retracts his fingers,That minister will be crushed within his glory and power.
我们今天不是在讲教会的权力斗争的问题。
This is not the political struggle within churches.
当神的仆人在荣耀里的时候，
As the minister of God live in the glory of God,
相对的，
On the other hand,
他的责任也是一样的大。
Their responsibility are great.
我们看见神给他们有一个特殊的地位。
They have special status in front of God.
但也在这特殊的地位带来一个严肃的责任。
But this privileged status also bring along a solemn responsibility.
彼得前书四章十七节说，神的审判是从神的家开始。
And the book of Peter, let the judgment of God start from the family of God.
如果审判是从神的家开头，我相信在神的家里面审判是从神。
If judgment start from the family of God, then the judgment of the family of God starts from the ministers of God.
我再一次恭恭敬敬地在弟兄姊妹这样说，面前这样说。
Let me solemnly share this with you again.
我不只不是单单代表我个人，我代表我的同工，代表今天所有地上教会的传道人这样说。
I represent not only myself, but all my colleagues and all the ministers of God throughout the world.
请我们不要随便批评论断上帝的仆人。
I beseech you not to lightly criticize and pass judgment on the servants of God.
有一个人听完一个
discover their gifts.
他说你有什么恩赐？
What gifts do you have?
他说我有一个恩赐是别人没有的，我有一个批评的恩赐， the gift of criticism.
I have one gift that no others have, that is the gift of criticism.
旁边有一个人听到了。
And someone at the side heard it.
因为握手是排队握手。
Because you line up to shake hands with the pastor.
后面一个人听到。
So the one following heard it.
他说牧师对了，这个人是有这个恩赐。
有，
他有，他有。
Oh, pastor is right. This person indeed have this gift.
但是他说这个恩赐不是从神来的，是从魔鬼来的。
But this gift come not from God, but from Satan.
弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯我们。
I pray that we have mercy from God.
让我们在神的面前这样看见，我们不随随便便批评论断任何一个神的仆人。
I pray that we have this understanding before God.That will not criticize likely any servant of God.
因为你这样做，
because as you do it,
你是直接干涉上帝的主权。
Because then you're infringing upon the right of God Himself.
摩西被他的哥哥和姐姐批评的时候，
as Moses was criticized by his brothers and sisters,
摩西一句话都没有讲。
Moses did not give any reply to defend himself.
摩西没有自我解释。
Moses didn't try to explain away.
感谢主，当摩西不为自己说话的时候，神就替他的仆人说话。
Praise God that as Moses was silent and his defendants. God defend for him.
亚伦和米利安
马上全身长了大麻风。
That Aaron and
Miriam
caught leprosy immediately.
神是轻慢的。
God was not to be treated lightly.
求主怜悯我们，千万不要在神的恩和神的公义的里面跟神开玩笑。
Let's pray that we'll not joke with God and His grace and righteousness.
当一个神的仆人出了错的时候
，As a servant of God made a mistake，
我们记得他是在耶稣基督的右手。
We know that He is in the right hand of God.
我们说主啊，为着你教会的荣耀。
We should say to God because of the glory of the church.
求你用手用力一捏，就让他粉身碎骨，让他离开。
I pray that you will retract your fingers and crush him and let him leave.
主权在你，不在我。
The authority and the power lies in God and not you.
我实在在主的面前很诚恳，跟大家分享我心里面这样的负担。
It is indeed my sincere sharing to you in front of God.
他不只是那位右手握住七星的。
Not only is he the one who holds the seventh star on his right hand.
他也是在七个金灯台中间行走的。
He's also the one who walks among the seven lampstands.
星是代表传道人，灯台是代表教会。
Stars represent ministers, and the lampstands represent churches.
星和灯台都跟一样事情有关系，跟光暗有关系。
But stars and lampstands were both related to light and darkness.
虽然今天是白天
，although today is we're having daylight now.
但是星星还是在天上。
But the stars are still in the sky.
因为太亮了，所以看不到星星。
Because it's too bright that we cannot see the stars.
什么时候星星发生作用？
When will stars function?
当世界黑暗的时候。
It is when the world is in darkness.
需要星星，也需要灯台。
When the world is in darkness, we need stars and we need lampstands.
耶稣走在七个金灯台中间，什么意思？
What does it mean that Jesus walked among the seven lampstands?
主对每一个教会都是一视同仁。
That God showed the same favor.To all churches.
即使老底家的教会把耶稣驱逐出境了，耶稣还是称老底家为教会。
Even the church of Laodicea, who expelled Jesus Christ away from the church, Jesus Christ still regards the church of Laodicea as a church.
我们常常听见有人这样说。
Many times we heard different comments.
某某地方有几个教会，有几个中国教会。
There are several churches, several Chinese churches in places so that and that.
但是里面有一个教会两个教会那不是教会那是新派的那是不要主的那不是教会
But there are few churches among those churches they are not really churches they are of liberal theological inclination that they don't want God
弟兄姊妹神没有把这个权柄给我们来判断哪一个教会是真的哪个教会是假的
Brother and sister God does not grant us the authority to judge which church is true and which church is false
请问老底家教会好不好
If I asked you whether the church of Laodicea is a good church,
我用四个字形容
Let me describe it.
一无是处
That there's nothing good in it.
但是耶稣说你要写信给老底家的教会
But Jesus instructed John to write a letter to the church of Laodicea.
耶稣说你知道吗？我都被老底家教会赶到门外。他说看到我在门外叩门的，耶稣在门外，不在里面。
Jesus Christ said that even I was expelled out of the church of Laodicea.Of Laodicea, that I should knock the door of the church.
但是耶稣没有批评。
But Jesus Christ did not criticize.
那是老底家的教会。
He said the church in Laodicea.
求主帮助我们不随便在教会里面批评论断任何一个人。
I pray that God will grant us the wisdom not to lightly criticize anyone in the church.
也让我们不随便批评论断任何一个教会。
And that we should not lightly criticize any church.
然后我们看见他是讲灯台。
And he's talking about lampstands.
我们说灯台是有好坏的灯台的分别。
And there are good lampstands and bad lampstands.
有的是发光照亮人的。
Some shine forth light to shine upon men.
有的灯台只会冒烟熏人的。
Some give off only smoke and nothing else.
22年前吧。
22 years ago.
学校大学毕业以后，我在小金门服役有差不多将近一年的时间。
After I graduated from college, I served in a remote area for quite a while.
那个时候正是我跟师母谈恋爱的时候。
And that is the very time when I had my romance with my wife.
大家不要误会，我现在还在谈恋爱。不过那一段时间，我们常常写情书、写信。
Please do not be mistaken. Please do not be mistaken. I'm still having my romance now, but that, but that I wrote a lot of love letters at that time.
那个时候写信啊，因为太多了，所以要编号啊，是每一封信还要写号码，编号。
Because I wrote too many love letters, then I have to number each letter.
几乎每一封信都是在煤油灯下写出来的。
It is nearly true that each of the letters was written without light.
因为那个时候住在碉堡里面，没有电灯，就是那个煤油灯。
Because I lived in a ruined fortress, and therefore we don't have electric light, but only gas light.
我对灯台有一年的经验。那种灯有一年的经验。
I have experience with lamp stand for a period of 1 year.
那个灯的灯罩要常常擦干净，那个灯罩。
You have to polish the cover of the lamp often.
因为这种用煤油烧的灯啊，常常容易把那个玻璃把它烧黑掉。
Because the lamp that you burned with coal will often darken the lamp cover.
有的时候，这个里面的灯芯啊。如果没有剪好，就很容易发出一些烟，不能发出光。
Sometimes, if you are not very careful with the interior of the things that you burn, sometimes it gives out smoke instead of light. Today we are the lampstands of God.
我们要在神的面前常常回过头来检讨我们自己，而不是看别的人。
We have to reflect upon ourselves and not others.
我们要记得，耶稣基督是行走在灯台中间的一位主。
We have to know that Jesus Christ is one who walk among the seven lampstands.
求主今天早上在这里提醒我们每一个人。
I pray that God will remind each of us.
让我们了解这一个重要的教会的真理。
So that we will know this important truth of the church.
让我们知道怎么样往前走。
So that we know how to go in the future.
我盼望弟兄姊妹继续的把启示录二章三章常常多看看。
I pray that you familiarize yourself with Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那么等到我们讲的时候就比较容易了解。
So that it will be easy for me to convey the message to you.
我们一个最重要的一个信息，让我们做得胜的人。
The most important message, let us be overcomers.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message today. Father, help us to be loving and to really have a concept of the kingdom of God.That we'll treat our ministers and pastors with love, reverence, and respect. Help us to pay high regards to them as they labor very hard among us. Father, let us to look at the world with a new perspective. Let us not be judgmental to others. But let us always be constructive and loving to others and uphold others. Father, teach us to pray for others.When we see the mistakes, let us not criticize and tear them down. Let us to give us a suggestion and help them to grow. Father, help us to pray when we see mistakes and wrongs that we see. But Father, help us more to reflect upon ourselves. Father, to reflect upon our own mistakes rather than the mistakes of others. Father, help us to stand as your light.At this age. Father, for you have commanded that light are not to be hidden under the table, under the bowl. But light is to be useful, is to be shine on the top of the hill so that the world will know. Father, teach us to be overcomers in this world. Teach us not to be satisfied to be saved, but teach us to always strive forward, to always strive for the reward that you prepare for us heavenward.Father, be with all of us and teach us to be victorious Christians. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.